And now, number 4 of Luigi and B in their series of dialogues, focusing today on the difference between the master plan and the galaxy. Now let's talk about the main elements of the galaxy concept and master plan.
Yeah, I will start with the first one. If we can go through the main aspect
But if you would just, I think we would all benefit if you would just say a little bit about the difference between the galaxy concept and the master plan.
Oh, good idea.
How the two relate.
Excellent. Thank you, Bill. That is true. Yeah, the galaxy concept is a translation into a form of a broader vision and concept. So you see a model, which is a first emerging of form, very general. But it gives zoning, not in detail. Here the master plan, let's take this as an example. The master plan enter into the physical land use plan. So he said, in this cultural zone, you have this much area for so many people for this activity. It's very specific.
Right.
But the galaxy define broad approaches.
Yeah.
Okay, here is the cultural zone where when you look at the plan, you don't know where are the universities, where are the school, where are the sport ground, where are the art center, performing center. It's just broad, unless you go through a brief explanation. So the difference, the fundamental difference between the galaxy concept and the master plan is that it's an unfolding of the same inspiration, of the same vision, but in the master plan, it gives a framework more specific into the physical.
Right, but where is the galaxy specified, though? Is it written or anywhere? I mean, can you read and say the galaxy concept is this and this? There's a documentation of the galaxy?
Well, if you mean... Not such, because actually it's the galaxy, it should be felt at an inspirational level. That is when you do any, let's say, major project, it has to touch that inspirational level.
So it's a vision.
And it's a vision
to inspire who's ever doing the planning.
And the maximum you have to do is just to say, okay, here is, and you can just put a legend in this vision where you said here is Matrimandir, here is the green belt, here is the areas, and maybe a little bit detail. We do have some more details of the galaxy on the original inspiration where things were placed.
Yeah.
End of the story.
But the form of the galaxy, of course, is this nebula, or going around a star, you know, the solar system.
Yes.
So it's based on, so the town plan is a galaxy plan with the Matrimandir as a sun in the middle and then all the energy swirling around like the planets.
Yeah.
So that is kind of the basic, and that is also kind of the yantric form, is this circular. So that kind of inspiration then filters down through the architects and the planners.
Very much.
To try to put that on the ground. So bringing the heaven down, so we have on earth, we have a true plan. So the actual picture that's on the cover of the master plan
is the galaxy.
Is the galaxy laid out, this original model.
Very much.
Matrimandir in the middle.
Very much. It's beautiful what you said, B, this inspirational part. But don't forget that the origin of all this is given by the mother through the first sketch.
Yeah, the round circle with the four zones.
With the four zones. So already Roger received an overall approach.
Yes.
A center with Matrimandir, the zoning, which today we call a flexible zoning. Maybe in future we will go, because some people think that the zones are very rigid.
No.
They are very much mixed. We will enter into this.
I think everybody knows that Mother already turned the zones.
Absolutely.
And already,
absolutely.
Adjusted them for the circumstances.
I think Mother was the most flexible.
Yes.
And also, when you zoom in, you'll see that there are service areas. She speaks also of habitat for the workers. And when you analyze even more in depth, these scratches here, it looks like the sea. And when she speaks about, we will enter another moment, the city was even extending much more of what we see today. I will enter in another moment into this, but
okay,
coming
so
back.
Coming back, we've spoken of the zones, residential, industrial, cultural, and international. Let's come to the crown and the city center.
Right. One small, if you don't mind, Malika, one small things about the 50,000.
Yes.
Because
well,
according to me, we haven't concluded.
Yes,
and
yes. Right.
Maybe not concluded, but at least go a little bit, dig a little
all
bit
right.
more
right.
in that.
Please.
You see, there are many, many levels of, these are interpretation of this 50,000. So each of us has his own interpretation of this. But my reading is, you see, in all evolution of humanity, you have moment where you need a critical mass for passing to center. And this is also called the 101 monkey effect. You may have read about this.
Yeah.
When you create a vibration,
yes,
which is, I suppose, one of the mission of Auroville, that vibration has more strength when it has a critical mass.
Yes, and, to make and the quantum leap,
exactly.
you need
so
the
need
critical
it.
Mass.
We need a critical mass to create a strength in that vibration. And
yes.
when I look at cities, and believe me, I have looked so much at small, medium, big cities. I now bring the reflection a little bit amplified, but you go to New York and you feel that vibrancy.
Mm-hmm.
24/7 night, a city which is vibrant all the time. Too much for my taste. I prefer the lovely small cities, which there is a balance between activities and quietness. But many cities, you can see they have their own vibration, isn't it?
Yes.
Absolutely.
You go to another town and you find a completely different vibration. So, according to me, and I come to the 50,000, Auroville already has its own vibration. Some people feel it in a space of creativity, a space of freedom. I personally feel, but that is very subjective, a space of transformation. There is a vibration here.
For transformation.
For transformation. But that
yes.
is my personal perception.
Well, I think many people share that.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yes. For sure.
For sure.
So it's a special vibrancy.
Mm.
And for me, with the day we will be able to create a cradle, a group dynamics which intensify this transformation, vibration, I think it will not be only for us. And this will go much beyond building, having building, having trees. This is a tool.
Yeah.
The city, the environment, it's a tool to reach that vibration.
We're speaking of an energy.
An energy, correct.
Yes.
An energy field.
Yes.
And for which you need a minimum critical mass.
Right.
So the 50,000 would be that to establish that root core.
Approximately, Marlenka,
yeah.
because
yeah.
when you read today the best planner and architect around the world, they also speak of 100,000 or 200,000 mm-hmm. to build a small-scale human
habitat
for sustainability.
Mm.
So, but I think this is a minimum critical mass to create that
okay.
energy field that Bisa is
okay.
making.
So
the second
back.
Point was
well,
about
just a couple of things
yes.
about the 50,000. One of them is that, of course, people say, "Well, Auroville is only 2,300." That's not true. Because Auroville always has a few thousand visitors
that
here.
Is true.
So Auroville is always, and it has another 5,000 employees. So Auroville is already at 10,000 just right here in our little thing. Then you have to consider that there's all this activity going around in the bioregion. We have, you know, all these villages within Auroville. We have another 20,000 of people who are actually participating in this vibration. Maybe not, you know, not in the same way, but they're here. So there is already a certain density here that is not as minimal as some people, you know, like to say, like, oh, you're only 2,000, so what can you do? And then you have to consider that one other fact, which is, to my mind, extremely important, is the fact that the people in Auroville, these 2,000, are connected all over the earth. You see, all of these people have associations, not only physically, but even very much virtually. So everybody in Oroville, almost, is on email, they're on Skype, they're communicating all over the globe all the time with another very large population, not to mention people who are specifically related to Oroville, like the Oroville International Centers, because there's a major center in most of the cities of the world that are connected to Oroville. So now you I don't think you can really exclude these people too.
No.
Who come here and visit constantly. So Oroville is, I mean, these numbers, we have to...
It's be fluid.
But yes,
but
it's fluid.
Friends, you are walking a very thin line because nobody's excluding. I fully agree, concur, and not only, I believe that the network of Oroville is fabulous. We have a network which I tell you, and I know by experience, very few cities in the world have.
Yes.
With institution, with individual, with NGO, with institute of research, just name it.
Yeah.
And the family of Oroville is very broad. Oh, you mentioned few layers, but there are even more. So
yes.
I think we all agree that this is a way of radiating something directly and indirectly. And I also myself see Oroville as a universal city similar to a harbor where boats come, stay, move. So I don't see anymore the immobile Oroville. I see more and more the mobile Oroville.
Good.
But, please, make sure that we discern precisely and don't fall into a formation which has been very negative for 30 years, where it says, oh, we have the 20,000-30,000 village people around, we have the 5,000 working with us, the city's done.
No, it was a fallacy,
and it was very much in the ground and bringing in. And you know who replied the best? The people, the Aurovillian of local origin, who said, but listen, is not there written in our charter that we have no property, we are willing servitor of the divine consciousness that define what living in Oroville means.
Yes.
So the 50,000 we are talking about is, yes, a moving population, but the 50,000 are those who make the conscious choice,
right,
and not necessarily a villager like there who is not interested to go through the process. That is a first Aurovillian because he was here before us, because we have to honor and respect
Absolutely.
The culture,
right,
but not twist this thought, which indication, which also comes from the mother, that they are the first Aurovillian and say they are part of the 50,000. That will be a big fallacy.
Yeah.
And if we agree on this, then we can proceed that, yes, the family is broad, it has many, like all family, you have many nuances, but the focus of the 50,000 are people who goes deep into the experience.
Yes.
So they are consciously choosing to be here.
Yes,
and they are.
And they are fully on the job to, for that target, whatever each of us may interpret this target, that target of a universal township.
No, thank you. Thank you for bringing us back to the charter, because the charter actually defines the fact.
Isn't it?
And it defines it because the mother is so specific by saying, you know, in uncompromising words, but to live in Oroville, you must be a willing servitor.
Yeah,
of the divine.
That is far for us to discover more and more what it means, because it's very strong.
Right. Yeah. But I would just a little edge on that, for the sake of the local people. Many of those people, in their own mind, are willing servitors of the
they
divine.
Are.
Much more than maybe...
They are so close to the divine.
Yeah, exactly.
I love them. I love their
So we just want to be careful that we don't go into any extreme
putting everything in boxes.
Right.
My God, if we are here, we are so grateful.
Yeah.
So shall we finally, I think at this rhythm, it will take 6 sections to go through. But we have the second point of the fourth zone, Marlenka. And if you don't mind, I would like to move to this, because the zoning also was misread. Misread how? Because a number of people said, oh, this is the old planning of fixed, rigid zones. I brought here some material, but there will be no time to go through. But I give you an example. The zones are extremely flexible in the sense, and that is expressed into the concept, that, for example, take the industrial zone. First, the industrial zone will not be for heavy industries, but for a soft production unit.
Yes.
And the more it comes towards the city center, because the industrial zone comes also into the city center after the habitat we see there, the more it will become knowledge production and not heavy production, which is left at the outskirts, not even heavy, but let's say a little bit more noisy one. Second is, in the industrial zone, you have an area which we call vocational training centers, whereby, for example, if you have grown into the cultural zone, I don't know, in art, you then go there and specify, perfect your knowledge into specific activities, like it can be technical knowledge or whatever. So it's also education is there in the industrial zone. Then there is space for habitat. Please don't forget that the industrial zone envisage, and that we will see in the master plan, 1,600, 1,800 people. It's not a minor impact. So habitat is there. Why? Because if you have an habitat, then you don't have the ghost industrial zone, but the resident themselves would like that industrial zone to be beautiful and lively and pleasant to live with.
Right.
Then you have cultural center, and then you have healing center. I hope one day Verité will become a healing center full-fledged for the industrial zone.
Yes.
So basically, it, and you will see when we will go into the specific, in the, to the bolt and nuts of the master plan, the industrial zone is a very flexible zone with all elements, similarly the other zone. I will not enter in specific, but the residential zone can have little activities, non-invasive, small activities, but certainly you don't bring a mechanical heavy workshop, and so on and so on.
Yes.
And then, of course, the cultural zone is enmeshed with the residential zone and the international zone.
Yeah, there is always this effect. And when you see, it is part and parcel of this movement, that spiral movement, which after we can, I can show you in practical how really it interlinks. Take the cultural zone, the lower part, which turns around the Matrimandir, is kindergarten, crèches, and all this, that arm. And there we always dream to have a kingdom of children, to a city who put the children at the core.
Yes, yes.
That is also very important. Very few people notice that.
Yes.
But this is an indication where a city itself, in its planning, put the children at the core, close to matrimony.
Certainly, because the city of the future would necessarily focus on the children because they are the future.
Yeah.
And so the energy and the planning should revolve around the children.
It's an obvious concept. An attention, to the future generation.
Care towards
the future generation.
I mean, that's the whole point of the so-called cradle of the supermental.
Very much.
Yeah.
Very much.
Well said. All right. Moving right along. International zone, would you like to say something about that?
Actually, the international zone B is
B,
the best.
Well, the international zone...
Being part of the team.
Yeah, it has been frozen for all these years because there was, unfortunately, this idea that you had to wait until you had the pavilion before you could do anything on this land. And they didn't want the land to be used for something else, with somehow a certain fear that then it couldn't be, liberated later for its true purpose. Mm. And we had some, we had some minor examples of that in Oroville. So that, unfortunately, kept the international zone pretty much frozen. Of course, we had Bharat Nivas, and we had the Tibetan Pavilion. Tibetan Pavilion is, of course, the first pavilion to actually finish its pavilion. And that is also significant in many ways. And then now the international zone is opening up with some infrastructure coming in, some permanent infrastructure in terms of a water pipe and in terms of some temporary residences. So we can see that the international zone is starting to, let's say, wake up.
B, I'm sorry to say it, I disagree so much for your preamble, because I have been there all these 25 and 30 years of the international zone up and down. You are a newcomer, you are a pioneer, and at the same time you are involved with the international zone in the last 2 years, I suppose, 1 year.
No, more than that.
3 years. But you haven't seen, and what you said is exactly not accurate, because I can prove by fact that never it was said that unless and until you have the pavilion, that means the hardware, you cannot grow the international zone. I have been myself, particularly for a number of initiatives, one on zero, which is the unifying factor. We will go another session into the details.
Yes, yes.
One on the Italian pavilion or the European pavilion, promoting a lot of activities.
Yes.
Cultural activities, initiative. Yes. My God, we have done so much. So,
but not on the ground.
Please, wait. We can
on the paper.
On the paper.
But
okay,
don't
say
I'm not against. If I well understood you, B.
No, but the French, the Russians, the Italians, everybody is, you know, have these pavilion groups. But you go there, and, you know, they lost the French inauguration stone two or three times. The German tree got run over by the tractor. Nothing.
Yes, but
you know,
that is not the real root.
Luigi is turning the pages now to show us.
Give us the real root of the problem.
The real root of the problem is that it is ourselves, our constant disagreement, who makes that after 44 years, one of the most important zone of Auroville. For me, the international zone is so important because it will give the universality of Auroville. When it is there, we will have a real universal township.
Yes.
Otherwise, we risk to be a little village with a little village mentality. So I truly believe in the role of the international zone, which is even more than to be that. And if you see the endless discussion between one polarity, have nationalistic pavilion, have global and only one, all the international zone is only one pavilion, and then express this into the planning, you can't imagine how full we have been in breaking down 2-3 times. I can prove you, I can show you all the steps, breaking down approved plan of the international zone. We have more than one, and then throw it away because of internal discussion.
Mm-hmm.
It's the area you can see here, Marlenka, where we have most of the land, almost 90% of the land, and we have a privilege which we don't have in other zones.
Right,
Look at this.
When you say we have it, you mean Auroville owns it.
Certainly.
So only 10% is not yet.
More or less, 10%, but compared to other zones, it's much more compact, and we can develop much more easily. So my point is, really, it's not the external things you are mentioning, which for me are the root of the problem. The root of the problem is our incapacity to really align with one plan, with one approach which has been not imposed, and that is the formation which is time to remove. But debate and counter-debate, you can't imagine how many, like you, how many meetings we have done about the soul of the country, shall we go completely one side, shall we take mother in an orthodox way, shall we be global and no pavilion at all. My God, the energy and the paper, you know.
I know, I've
but
seen it.
What we have tried to express in the international zone, and sorry if we go so much in detail, because this it will end up that it need more time. The international zone, the level was to be inspired by the vision of Sri Aurobindo, of the subliminal approach of the continent to unify it, isn't it?
Mm.
And he pointed out that this century you will have more and more continental grouping, which can create also big egos, but also big preparation to a world federation of nations. Mm. This is a fantastic vision, which no capital in the world, when you go to any capital, how embassies are disposed. You have Senegal next to Canada. You have, you know, India next to United States. There is no thought behind. Just there's plotting. Here the thought is India is at the core. And that was already an indication of mother, mm-hmm. for which she even shifted 10, 15 degree,
yes.
the things. Just saying, already giving the playful things to development. The India is at the core, but not only the political India of today, the broader yes. Mahabharat with the other countries like Nepal, Maldives, and all the other countries.
Pakistan.
which is unthinkable today, and yet is the true sources. Look, they are here, expressed like this. Then you have by continents. So the Eurasia continents, where also it includes also the former Russian countries, you have the Far East here, Africa, you have Northern, Central, and South America. And there will be space, a balanced space between the individual identity, mm-hmm. or I will call the evolving identity of a country, mm-hmm. and the unifying aspect
yes.
through a plaza, through a connection. So today, we all countries speak of an evolving identity, isn't it?
Absolutely.
It's a constant evolution and even accelerating
yes.
with all the yes. conflict, the challenges which is implied. Mm-hmm. So this is exactly what the plan
yes.
in its urban design try to express, the evolving identity within a larger continental grouping going to something. And the international zone is going towards Matrimandir with Ciro.
Yes.
Ciro, which is in the axis.
Yes.
Which wants to be a center of research, of international research on human unity, where all this discipline, all the learning experience, research, experimentation of the international zone, mm-hmm. I have a confluence
yes.
here.
Yes.
And are inspired by Matrimandir.
Exactly.
So, yeah. I stop here because otherwise we will never be able to go through the other point
yes.
of the of the main axis of the galaxies. But
good.
It's so big, the
yeah.
the subject.
But see, it's so important what you have said, because if I can run it backwards,
yeah.
you start in the middle with Matrimandir,
right.
with the sun, with the inspiration, with the so-called soul of Auroville,
right.
and then you come out in this spiral through Ciru,
yeah.
which is the research part, and then it spreads out
beautiful.
Into this zone
beautiful.
In which all the native genius of the planet, see, the globalization now is starting to dampen a lot of that, so we have to preserve the individual diversity as
yeah.
well as you know,
yeah.
express this incredible.
I wish we could show the picture of the hand of bee planning over the spiraling over the international zone. So beautiful. Yes, Marlenka.
We are on, I'm sorry to say, a time limitation because someone else is about to come. Could you make a paraphrase and just make a concluding sentence? Give one more minute.
Yeah. Actually, our theme was how flexible is the galaxy. I don't think we have gone through, because of course, by going for the different subject, the 6-7 main aspects, we entered so much in detail. What I would like to say, if we can dedicate the next one, again, to the how flexible is the galaxy.
We can do that.
Can we do that?
Yes,
because
we will
continue.
Because
I have the impression
yes.
that we haven't really touched all the aspects.
We will pick up
yeah.
where we left
and,
off next
so
week.
And so we conclude on this, saying we will continue on the subject.
Excellent.
And later on, we will tackle also how green is the master plan.
Yes.
Ongoing.
Okay.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Marlenka.